Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield, who is back from a long break. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
And Warwick, let's talk tennis. Some good news for Sam Sosa.
Well, she needed it, Fran, after Wimbledon, where she was beaten 6-2, 6-love by Coco Vandeweghe, losing 12 games in a row there. And once again, all the questions have been raised about what the 31-year-old's future is likely to be. But she's won the WT Open in Austria, beating Karen Knapp in the final in three sets, it has to be said, after losing the first one. And she did have an advantage over Knapp in that because of rain delays, Knapp had to play the semi-finals and the final on the same day. But for Sam Stosur, I guess it's part of rebuilding her reputation and also rebuilding her form ahead of the US Open, which is only about a month and a bit away. So some good news for Sam Stosur, some good news for Tennis Australia, I guess, given all the nonsense that's been going on about Kyrgios and Tomic in recent times. We can't be depending on Leighton Hewitt and... But I guess at the moment, that's the role they find themselves in.
Got a few technical problems on your line there, but we'll keep going, Warwick. Chris Froome's Tour de France reign started early because of the rain.
Because of the rain. Officials called off the final little ride down the Champs-Élysées because of the conditions. Riding on those cobblestones in the wet's a bit dangerous. He'd already really secured it the day before in the mountains. It's a little bit of history making for Chris Froome. He's the first Briton to have won this fated race twice, and he said it's something that he's very, very proud of. The yellow jersey has a long history, he says, and he will never, ever let it down. I don't know who's pointing at there, those previous winners who perhaps might have let it down in the past. And Michael Rogers was the best of the Australians way back in 36th spot, Fran.
And just finally, an emotional finish for Daniel Ricciardo in the Hungarian Grand Prix.
Yeah, he finished third. He tried a couple of times to get to first place, a couple of bingles along the way, but he dedicated his podium finish, which I think is his first podium finish of this year, to the young driver who I guess he would have come through the ranks with, Jules Bianchi, who died last week. He said he drove with a heavy heart, but a strong heart in the hope of honouring Jules, and I guess most of the other drivers would have been feeling the same, including Sebastian Vettel, who ended up winning the race. Remember him? He used to win races at will about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's... Is I finally starting to find that form again, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you.
Warwick Hadfield back with us. And apologies for the gremlins there in our system. And thank you again to Francis Leach and Steve Pearce, who got up every morning to talk sport to you over the last few months while Warwick was away. A big thank you.